John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, he woke up and saw his grandmother cleaning his room, except she'd been dead for a few years.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. Welcome to the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You want access to all the bonus material, all the advanced episodes, and everything ad-free. We have a specific channel for that on Apple Podcasts. When you sign up there, you subscribe to that one, and then everything is there, bingeable for you with no ads. On our specific channel on Apple Podcasts. Check that out. Or patreon.com/realghoststories. Or you can go to ghostpodcast.com. And you're probably listening to this now in November or so and realizing, oh, this show goes on forever. Yes, it does. Not just Halloween. So welcome aboard. It's Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Well, you know, this is airing in a couple of weeks from now, but it's the day before Halloween.
It is.
And I'm sitting here deciding, do I go, I'm going to be home tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Do I go buy candy or
toothbrushes?
Not. Because the thing is I don't know that I'll have any trick-or-treaters or not.
You're in the city.
If you don't have it. Why then would you're stuck with all the candy.
Why would you not have trick-or-treaters?
I don't know. My last house, I never had any trick-or-treaters. And I think part of that house was because I lived close to a neighborhood, about a mile from a neighborhood, that went all out.
Yep.
Because we have one of those. So there's one neighborhood in my town where they'll have 7,000 to 10,000 people just bombard this neighborhood.
Yeah, it's kind of like walking through a Disney haunted scene. It's really crazy and amazing really cool. How well they do it.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Hallmark movie.
It is. It really is. No, that really is a good way of describing it. Because I'd never seen anything like it until I went down that area when I lived there. It's very, very cool. Is it like required? Does like every house have to participate in Halloween? Is it like part of the HOA?
No, it's funny because as you drive through there, there's all these houses that are decorated. And then the one house, I guess they just went to a hotel.
That's covered in eggs.
Totally dark. And I guess they're the people who are like, we don't believe in celebrating the demons. And all you cute little kids in those cute little outfits are celebrating the devil tonight.
All those. We're
not having any part of it.
Demon worshipers on Halloween. What's wrong with them? What is wrong with them?
Now, it is pretty fantastic. So I do have a couple houses with little kids on my street. So I'm like, maybe I'll just buy the candy I like. Yeah. Or I buy the candy I don't like. Yeah. I'm going to be stuck with the candy. Maybe I should get like that real malted milk balls or something like that. That's just disgusting.
Those are delicious.
No, they're not, Tony. They're really not.
Whoppers? Whoppers are delicious.
Oh, that's them. No,
Whoppers
not,
are. Well,
not
there's something delicious. Wrong with you. There's something.
Sorry, Tony. I used to like you.
Now, I got to say, I used to like candy corn as a kid. As an adult, I don't. Like, I can eat one piece and I'm like, I'm good for the year. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's what that taste was like. And like two more, it's like, ugh, horrible. But no, Whoppers are good. What I hate are the peanut butter kisses. And I'm not talking about Reese's. These were like taffy almost that didn't taste like peanut butter. They're they're wrapped in black and orange, like wax paper. And then it's kind of taffy like, and there's supposedly peanut butter in there, but it's more like you're eating earwax.
Those are gross. And those would be the last things you would eat.
They're horrible. I don't know. Do they even sell them anymore?
You eat all your good stuff first. And then you're like, I'm down to those things. And it's the only candy I have. I guess I'll eat it.
Yeah, and my dad loves that. That was like his favorite candy for Halloween. I don't know if it is anymore. He can't really. He has diabetes. So I don't know that he eats all that much of that stuff. But I remember he's like, oh, I would just give them to him when I was a kid. Because it's like, why is this even a candy? It's not really a candy. Yeah. This is like some sort of weird paste or something, but I digress. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. I'm handing out full-size candy bars this year for the first time.
Dang.
So, yeah.
That's impressive.
But the thing is, you have to bring a copy of the book to me, and I'm going to sign books in my driveway this Halloween so the children can hit the joy of having my autograph. It's going to be like, Happy Halloween. Here's my signature. Now be on your way. Be on your way.
It's like, have a book. Go home and get one.
I'm kidding. But it is interesting. I think our book was in Cracker Barrel this year because I had so many people send me pictures of Cracker Barrel over the last month or two with our book in it. I'm like, oh, that's neat.
That's cool.
Yeah. Next to Kenny Rogers' Greatest Hits. But yeah, I guess it is cool.
Which is actually great product placement for you in a Cracker Barrel, because people are like, "Oh, Kenny Rogers."
And I kept saying, "I'm going to go to a Cracker Barrel before the end of the year," but I haven't. So
I'll go. I'll take my mother.
Go see. I don't know. You got to go quick because it's like they're probably all Christmassy now. I'm guessing Halloween's gone by now. I have no idea.
Oh.
Let's go to our first caller. 855-853-4802. Is our phone number. Let's hear a call. Hi.
All right. Hey, this is Rico from Oklahoma. Been checking out this show. I'm 43 now. Ever since I was first turned 30, I think it had to be about 2012. Yeah, I've been following and an avid listener. Anyway, it was a couple of times I've been listening, and it just reminded me of usually people don't like to talk about paranormal, supernatural type of things in certain settings with certain people. But anyway, I had, make a long story short, man, it goes along with spirits manifesting in the form of loved ones, whether it's the actual loved one versus a mimicking, menacing spirit. I woke up one morning, my first apartment in like 2002, something like that. So I wake up and I look around. It's kind of hazy. It's almost like I'm in one of those half states, you know, that everybody references sometimes. But so I wake up and I look, and my grandmother is in my first apartment at this time. She's like straightening, she's like cleaning off my dresser, like my chest in my room. She's cleaning it off. She got this robe on and this hair bonnet type deal, and I'm looking around. I'm like, wow. So I'm trying to like clear the fog out and wake up. I know I got to go to work and I'm hungry, and I'm like, when I see her, I'm thinking maybe she cooked something. You know, like all these memories like these. But suddenly reality kicked in, and it was like, my grandmother's been dead since 1999. So I confronted this spirit. I confronted it. I said, hey, I said, I know who you are. So of course, I can't say of course, well, obviously, because your audience nor you know that My conviction is that of Christianity. It's not just a religion for me, it's a relationship. This thing turned around, and when I don't know if you ever seen Pee-wee's Playhouse, like when Large Marge, like we was like, tell him Large Marge sent you, then the whole face like just contorted, and then the tongue and the ears and everything, which is was wacky, like everything protruded like 3D. That was like the first 3D I've ever seen. And I didn't even have a 3D glasses on. We didn't even have a color TV, but I saw that in 3D, you know. But either way, that's kind of how like my grandmother turned around. I was like, wait a minute, my grandmother's been dead since 99. So anyway, I confronted, I said, I know who you are. I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, you know, the blood is against you. I know you're why are you here to menace and mimic? You know, it was like, anyway, the thing dove on me. I ended up waking up when I refer to sleep paralysis, like I just say that to just a reference, but make a long story short, I woke up on my knees in my bed holding down this being because I ended up flipping it over. And so I woke up in a physical posture like I was holding someone down. But it was like a sleep paralysis with all the other, you know, the profuse, you know, the sweating and the kind of that state of dazed and like, did that just really happen? Anyway, one time I was outside playing when I was little. My dad used to fix up vacant houses and I was outside like swinging sticks and hitting stuff. And I heard something giggle and I looked up. Tony, man, you remember them dummies that got the weird face, like the slits on the side of the mouth, like the wooden dummies? One of them motherfuckers was hanging up there. It's like it laughed or some shit. That's all I remember about that day, Tony. As I woke back up, I was in the car headed home. Anyway, I'll call y'all back and tell y'all another story.
I remember the Large Marge in Pee-wee's Playhouse vividly. I used to have it on VHS. We recorded it off of the TV. And back in those days, pausing a show was a real battle because on a VHS, it would kind of, the tracking would make it shake a little bit. So it was hard to get like a still image if you paused a video. And I remember trying to pause that just perfectly so I could see the special effects as Large Marge came about on Pee-wee's Playhouse. That was a creepy moment in that movie. I totally understand what he's talking about.
I thought that was a funny reference, too.
Mm-hmm.
It yeah. really made you go, oh, that's what he was seeing. Okay.
Large Marge, great reference point right there. Something everyone should go experience for Halloween.
I thought it was so strange, though. He's like sleeping and then wakes up, or at least he thinks he's waking up, to see his grandmother kind of cleaning his dresser.
Yeah.
It'd be really strange. And then, like, it was so real to him to the point he's like, I'm hungry. Maybe she'll make me something to eat.
What is that? I think, and I'd always be disturbed. Like, why is grandma going through my dresser? Like, that's, yeah.
But instead, he's like, well, here's grandma. She can make me something to eat. Well, crap, she died in the 90s. She's not even here.
I got to say,
that would be weird.
I know a lot of people have that thought with their grandma, like, oh, she'll make me something good. That's not at all what I have in mind with my grandma because she never cooked. It was like, here's some store-bought cookies. Enjoy. Now go watch cable television.
Not my grandma. My grandma would be the one I would go, oh, I wonder if she'll make me something to eat.
It was like chips.
She was such a good cook.
It was chips and dip. And on Christmas, we would have, there would be like ham that was, you know, just store-bought, put into the crock pot. And then I think like my aunts and everybody kind of divvied up who was going to bring meatballs and who was going to bring this or that. Always had a lot of cookies, though. I can say that. They went out on cookies and lefse. Lefse is a Norwegian bread and that sort of stuff. But that's a neat story. Thank you for sharing that. And thank you for being such a longtime listener. Hard to believe we're coming up close to 10 years here on Real Ghost Stories Online. It's nuts. But thank you for sharing that. 855-853-4802. is our number if you want to share your real ghost stories with us. And if you'd like it on all of our episodes, every single one, all the way back in time, all ad-free. Becoming a supporter of our show through Apple Podcasts. Do that right there. Patreon.com/RealGhostStories or GhostPodcast.com to get in on all of the extras. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here.
You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.